I am Aunt Peggy Divine. Welcome to The Divine Design, the podcast where we unfold heaven on earth and reframe spirituality and theology for a new cosmic era. Your journey on human evolution and integration of your divine design starts here. Welcome, welcome to Divine Design Podcast, Colleen Whitby and Kathleen Scully from New Zealand.
Yeah, hi. Great to be here.
It's such an honor to have you here. I have met you in other groups, but this is the first time we line up, the three of us. And we decided to make a podcast, and the team that all of us have been in is kind of seeing to the originator's eyes, to seeing to God's eyes. And you have listened to a podcast me and Colin did a week ago. And maybe you can say something. When you saw it, did you, because we are in the energy and we want the energy to kind of reflect to the listeners. Can you say something about that, Kathleen?
Yeah, it was, I love the content of the conversation because it seems to be really, it's in the air at the moment. It's what's happening at the moment. But for me, and I even put a comment under the YouTube video, which I never normally comment on a YouTube video. But I put a comment because the energy, I felt the energy behind it was so potent. There was something really strong coming through the whole conversation, actually. Yeah. So, and to me, that's wonderful. That shows, for me, it's such a beautiful field being held by you both while you're in conversation, and it's being transmitted through as well. So,
And it's interesting that you know, we've only recently met. I mean, I think beginning of this year, I was. You know, doing these calls with Solera Green, and you two would pop up every now and again, and you know, there would be sort of like a oh, that's an interesting person, that just what they just said there, oh, that's interesting. But it's only just, you know, this beginning of this year and on now, we've actually started talking to one another one-on-one up until this point. And each time we've had a conversation, there's been a key word or two. And suddenly we're, oh, I know, it's almost like there's another part of us that's saying, you guys know each other from way out here somewhere, you know, another lifetime, another universe even. So what we've been exploring is those connections. And in doing so, we ourselves seem to be elevating. It's happening. Every time I do this, the energy elevates. Have you noticed that? So how does that work? So we're all coming to a sort of a point of energetic connection, but it's all heart centered. It everything seems to be on a kind of love frequency, on a, you know, it's got a purity about it, a clarity about it that's at times, you know, it can be very emotional when you touch those points. And so what we've been talking about, and of course, you know, I'm very impacted by things even, you know, when I'm reading a book, oh my God, you know, so I just shared that I'd read this book, you know, Cold Ass by Anna, I've forgotten her name.
Elena Danan.
Yeah, and she's writing about her experience of going, you know, and already the experience is stretching to people's, you know, oh God, this person has just been to a planet in our solar system, and then they went through a stargate into a totally different solar system, and then they went and met these guys who were actually us, who are architects of the whole everything, but it was that key, that word architect. Boom, everything, you know, and I mentioned that at a joint call with some other people, and you know, we picked up, oh, I'm an architect too, kind of thing. It was, you know, and that came through. So we, Kathleen and I have been talking about it because we've both read the book, and which bit do you get to, like, and how's that getting on? And that seems to have brought us to another level. Like, so here we are already. That was a big thing to think that we've bits of us in the future as plasma beings, and we're bits of us in the past who are building pyramids and all sorts of things in our very distant past on this planet. And there, right in the middle of this, is this human who's suddenly waking up to the idea, actually, there's probably more to us than meets the eye. And then when we speak to someone else about it, like we're doing now, that energy is just common. It becomes present. And it's that's the thing. I think it's all about being present. It's all about us being present. And I said something to somebody yesterday, and it mirrors what we said just before this started, Kathleen, when we have this side, we go to this place and we have this, oh, this is wonderful. And then particularly with me, my wife might press the bell to, for me to go and help her. And I'm now Colin, who just potters around the house and does this and that and the other. So, I was taken up on that point that we're never just ordinary. We're always this being. We are just our conscious part has just persuaded us we're back as normal. And so what does normal mean? And how do we relate to ourselves in that normal? So that's a little bit of the old paradigms ticking over, that's persuading us still that actually there's a normal that is outside of this new normal. So we're kind of playing with that as well now, like it's because I used to joke because I'd get in this energy and then I'd go and try and make a cup of tea, burn myself on the kettle, and all sorts of, they'd drop the cup, and it would like, oh, for goodness sake, can we just get used to being in a body, please? And so I guess we all experience that differently, don't we? But it's funny that we do seem to have a perception at times that we're less than this, and the only time we are this is when we're talking about it, whereas I think the opposite is true. We are always this, and the only time we think we're not is when we think we're not.
And that is interesting, Colin, because when I meditate, if I go to meditation and download, it comes so much. So I have started to think that I cannot go so often into meditation, because if I go into meditation, what happens in 50 minutes meditation can be like a month of information. And it's like, what should I do with all this information? Because it is a lot. Because what we have experienced, we can take in past life, future life, beyond this earth. And so it's like, oh, what should I do with all this information? So I have started to think, okay, it's my goal in 2020 was to be sustainable, because when we start this conversation, as Kathleen also say, it's like I'm the human and Peggy, and then I go in and out of being this divine being, kind of seeing with God's eyes, and now I feel that I'm more steadfast, but I now choose to not be all the time in this divine or meditation, because it is so much. It is, and if we are not grounded when we see through God's eyes, I understand why a lot of people come into the mental health system, as I have worked in, because they aren't grounded and they have this opening, and you see through God's eyes, because it is so much. Imagine all we have done on Mother Earth. So yeah, I just wanted to reflect. But the best part, as you said, Colin, when we talk and when we line up doing this podcast, if the energy and the feeling that we have, if people can resonate with this is like a telepathic ability. And I see that we as human will go against telepathic ability. So if people are sensing this inside themselves, wow, that's the best part of doing it, because I do this podcast because I'm so inspired. It's like, it's like a meditation for me being here because we are in this field. But if this field also, like I ask you, Katlin, do you feel it when you listen to it that this is an open field? Everything can come through it. It's kind of like a celestial divine field with love and all this amazing emotion.
I've got an image as you're talking, and I think what I'm seeing is that, say, on this podcast, the three of us coming together, it's, as Colin said, we all know each other from eons ago, and it's like we're three triangles coming together to a whole, and we're forming a whole in this moment, and whatever coding that we have is connecting, whatever coding we've been carrying is connecting. But then what I'm seeing also is, yes, there's a conversation going on, but that connection, there's a new energy, there's a fourth energy created, one, two, three of us, and then there's a whole energy that is created. And whether that's the creator intelligence, I'm calling it, or whatever it is. And that is streaming through, and that's bringing through, probably going to come through us in words, but it's bringing through whatever is to come through today on this conversation. So, and I'm feeling that the us getting together in conversation now, I've been having a lot of conversations with people just lately on the last few months. There's something about the verbal communication now, the actual spoken word and people coming together, that's creating something beyond the words that are spoken. And I'm really, really strongly.
Yeah, I can feel that as you were describing that, I could feel all of that. That's very potent. Yeah, and like you say, there's something about the three co the connecting that creates something quite unique. It's almost like twisting. It's almost like a braid, of intelligence or consciousness or whatever. But before it was just three separate strands, if you like, and we're grounding those ourselves in our locations. And the fascinating thing about our locations is where they are in the world as well. Totally, all over the place. And now they're coming. They seem to be coming in and braiding, and passing information to one another, Well, what I'm seeing actually now as I'm talking it, if I could talk, they're coming down into one, that so they're becoming a single braid of pure energy or light. Excuse me a minute, I'm losing my voice. And so that's sort of coming through now, as a almost like a joint project, something. But it's astonishingly, I keep using the word pure. I can't think of another one, but pristine. It's the never been before feeling about it. We've never, we've may have planned to do this, as in other parts of our consciousness, knowing we are going to come together today to do this. But this particular mix of energy and awareness, consciousness hasn't been landed on Earth before. That's the that I'm getting that.
Yeah, and all this podcast, what is kind of, and you said it, and it's important because we have kind of said yes, subconsciously or consciously, to be the new human. And being the human, we use our senses more, emotion. So we, as we say, oh, we feel it, we feel, we speak so much about emotion, so much about sensation. So going from the old, it's like very mental, being in the head. Now we, in this new paradigm, we are going through the heart. We are sensing everything, even the heavy thing that we sometimes say, no, we don't want to feel it. We don't. For me to come to this place, seeing with God's eyes, I had to go through all this thing I didn't want to feel. kind of balanced out. So when we are seeing through God's eyes and we are in this new paradigm, because we are in this new paradigm, we are sensing everything. We are sensing each other, we are sensing Mother Nature, animals, all. So this new paradigm is more about sensing and attuning to each other.
But have you noticed it doesn't require any effort?
Yes, I have. It's just being. It's so simple.
Yeah. And so, you know, because there's a lot of teachings, you know, that we've experienced ourselves, you know, and got us to this point, if you know what I mean, where, you know, this is how you meditate. This is how you communicate with trees. This is how you know, and I've been to all those courses, you know, and quite often, you know, I'm sitting there going, well, I can't get anything from this tree. I don't know why. But I'm talking to the tree. I'm not talking to the tree, which is where I want to be. I want to be all the trees. I remember doing an exercise. Somebody was giving me an exercise to do, 2017, I think it was. And well meant, you know, absolutely from the heart and all that. But I was asked to go just down where I am. There's a wetland and there's reeds, you know, growing. And go and connect with a reed, just one, and you know, and see where you go with that. And I sort of connected, and I went reeds, the whole bed, the whole of all reeds everywhere on the planet. And that's what I got. And when I fed that back, and she said, no, I don't want you to do that. I want you to just communicate with one reed. Yeah, but I do them all. No, that's not what we're doing. And I thought, well, that's what I do. It's like I don't, you know. So I guess, you know, all of these have led us to this point, but I don't think we need to get too bogged down in what seems to be quite rule bound. This seems to want to happen spontaneously. This seems to want to just connect, and does it anyway, whether we conscious, you know. It's sort of like, oh, did you feel that? Yeah. Oh, I wonder what that was. That's how it's happening now.
Yeah, I love your example, because it reminded me about I had the same experience, because in the regression, I was supposed to meet soldier in early time. It's like, because I had been a lot of soldier, but it was thousands of soldier, and I took in their consciousness, being a soldier, just having to do what you do. And the instruction was, yeah, no, only one soldier. No, I have thousand here. That's what I do. So it reminds me about what you say. It's like, yeah, why do we only have to do one? So the instruction now is like, I think it's important to listen to what is for us. Because it was thousand soldier and the cry for kind of help, because we have been so much soldier in past life and just fighting for, we don't know what we are fighting for. So to kind of honor that, because I said I had to honor all these soldier and myself being all this life soldier. And now that I have gone into it, it's like the contrast life. So I have seen a lot of contrast life, and I don't know if you have spoken about this, but that has been something significant for me the last couple of months, actually, because I have seen my contrast life, my grandchild contrast life, a lot of other people's contrast life, to bring all this light up. Because it's like, now we are stepping up, but it is something behind it. We have had so much contrast, so now we really can emanate this God sourceness. I don't know, what is your thought about this contrast life? And because on Mother Earth, we have the polarity.
For me, my experience over the years has been working more with streams of consciousness. So I might, I can think, say, of an experience. I did a retreat in India, and I'd be lying in bed at night, and then I'd go to my sacral chakra, and I think, oh, okay, this is going to be interesting. The energy was huge. And it was like, I was seeing and feeling every woman, child that had been abused and mutilated and da 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 da. And it was like every one on the planet in all multiple lifetimes and kind of like whatever. So for me, quite often I find it's streams of consciousness that come through, and yes, there'll be a thread within me as well. There'll be something there for me, but similar thing to one read versus all the reads. It's sort of like, well, that is for all of consciousness, you know, and then you kind of, you know, and that was sort of like hours of this just, whoa, like just coming through, out and through my body, you know. So, and yeah, and that's where I quite often go. So I don't really get the polarity, or I don't really get the contrast life that you're talking about. I understand what you're talking about. But for me, it's more streams of consciousness.
I like that. I've had situations where I've been doing like a meditation, and I'm meeting beings, or you know, a being, but you know, a beings come to me and said, "Right, you human kind of thing, we've got some energy that we'd like to gift to the human race," kind of thing. And I think, okay, is it good for us? Yeah, it's good for you. So, and then I feel as if all of humanity is back here connected, you know. So I just go connect like that, and then this being passes all its energy through me, and I go, there you go, just switch, just like that. And then I go off, and you know, it might be just a passing thought. Something might just be, because I've been a very busy person in my past, you know, and I used to get these sort of short, you know, oh, something happening, yeah, gone, and then I'll carry on with what I was doing, kind of thing. And that's how it's been for me. And I think that's that, you know, that speaks, you know, the way that we've operating now seems to be that we're pulling this through for all of consciousness. And that doesn't mean just the earth. It's way out. It's wider. So you feel when even just saying those words, suddenly, woo, it's gone, hasn't it? I love that. That's so the speaking of it, talking about that, the speaking of it, the words, they're carrying information that even we don't know we're going to bring through till we spoke. You know, it's almost like the word is the key that unlocks another stream of energy, consciousness stream.
Yeah, and I woke up yesterday actually with this dream, and that said I had to write a book, and it will not be like the health Bible because I use a lot of years, but it will be, yeah, to combine all what now. It's like what we have been in, the middle part connecting to Mother Earth, and the new human, kind of three parts. And I know that this will come true because the Health Bible, I did it on the old way, so I can kind of, okay, I know how we did it old time, and now things are coming through us, so we have so much more help. I had a lot of help with the Health Bible also, but that was a much bigger project. But this is like, yes, and again, it's like, okay, it's like I cannot write fast enough. Because it comes so much when you open to this stream. So we are kind of just avatar for God's source. We are in a divine flow. I feel like I'm in a divine flow. It's the right time. And when I was in 2015, 16, 17, I tried to force it because I saw something happen. And now it's the flow is going. So, but I think it's something with the time also. It is an opening for all of us.
Yeah, because we do get our moments of almost like offline moments where it's almost like I mean I sometimes look out and think, you know, I think, right, okay, I've just found this new connection. I'm really pleased with it. I love it. You know, I love the energy. I'll just go there now, and it's like, okay, where are you? Where is he? Where's he gone? You know, it's like that new being that I've discovered yesterday. And then you'll look, and there'll be a, you know, a report. Oh, massive sunburst, you know, a class M flare or something, you know. And you think, I wonder if that's kind of, because we're being told that a lot of these encodements and everything are being carried through the sun, the central sun, and these are energizing us in new ways, and just let them happen, it's okay, everything's fine. But I think sometimes when they are coming in, it's sort of it can impact you and almost put you off frequency a little bit, and then a little bit later on, oh, I'm back online again. It just feels a bit that way. I don't know if you've had that similar experience where it's this, the idea of we're always on is a good idea, but I think we're experiential. We're the way it is at the moment, at least for us, is that sometimes we can just be not on. We can observe it and not be worried about it, I think. But I think it's just one of those situations where I think during this transition period, during this chaos that we're experiencing, we might just find that we just need to retune, or hey, not even retune, just not worry about it, go about our business, and that because we know it will come back.
Yeah, and when you say that, I'm reminded about last time we lined up, we talk about seeing through God's eyes, and you use more the originator, and I went into what is the difference to see to God's eyes and the originator, and when I go into this different field for me, God has emotion. We are gods, so we have emotion. So it is kind of the power behind everything we do on Mother Earth. God has emotion, so it can feel and experience. But when I went into the originator, it was kind of the God behind the God without emotion, because it is the Milky Way galaxy that we have emotion. But if we go to other galaxies, we don't have emotion as the creational soup. So this is how I cannot see that this is the truth, but that's what I experienced when I went into the originator. I had no emotional, that it wasn't the emotion that was the creational soup. It wasn't the force behind, but it went, because then it was so many galaxy and much bigger than the Milky Way and our solar system. So it was kind of the originator is behind God, because there are many gods, because we experience this planet. And we have emotion, and it is the emotion that make the motion. So that was fascinating to me. It's like, okay, so the originator is behind God's eyes. I don't know what your reflection is, but that was kind of, of course, it is, it's much bigger than we have thought about, and it's so big that the mind, I think that the mind can't grasp it anyhow. But that was one of the insight when I went into this too. Is there a this is it the same, because you use the originator and I use God? And for me, yeah, okay, if I go totally behind everything, not using my emotion, then it is the originator. If it's to God's eyes, I can feel the emotion. I don't need to be attached to them, but I can feel the emotion that we create with.
Interesting.
Yeah. So maybe we can go deeper in that, but it is big, because we have opened Pandora's box. Opened Pandora's box, so we can, the evolution, being gods as all human are, the evolution of humans, wow, we have just opened it, so can you imagine where far we can go? It's like, yeah, it's endless. It is eternity, it's endless. So it's like, wow.
I think as you go, you get to a point, you get there and you think, wow, another door opens. And then you go deeper and then you go deeper. And sometimes I think there's a languaging we originator for one might mean something different for the other. So for me at the moment, I'm finding originator is really powerful, but then, and as you say, for me too, it's not a and it's the wrong word. Dr. David Clements, he talks about the living essence of things, the living essence of a field. So for me, when I go to originator, I go to creator, the whole creator energy soup, the ingredients, the soup, the creator soup. But that's not living. It's not something I can talk to. So I go to the creator intelligence of it, or the living essence of the creator energy. And then that gives me a different, it's then something I can communicate with. That's the way it works for me, you know. So it might be completely someone else. So I think it's finding what it is for you, what the resonance is for each person, and then finding your way of then going deeper and communicating with it. But when we have conversations, someone will say something, you'll say something, Colin will say something, and it's like, whoa, okay, that takes you to another place. It's like, whoa, okay. So there's a whole great big quantum soup of co-creations that are going on in every moment, isn't there?
Yeah, I think the where we have because my reflection on that is that yeah we've although we're part of the same team as it were, we've got different nuances, different skills, different attributes that actually in this moment are combining to create something unique that from the the three different characteristics, if you will. Conscious streams, or however we like to describe that, and our origin point might be the same, but because we've had different experiences, it's now creating something that isn't well, it hasn't existed before. I keep going up to that point, but it does feel very, very potent, and I think sometimes I noticed it on some conversations where there's a sort of like we're here to make this happen, and the thing that we're here to ha make happen doesn't happen, but something totally different does, and it's almost like we can't bring an agenda to this. We can't bring a and point one we'll be doing this, point two we'll be doing that. All we could do for in a way of planning for this conversation was to say we'll turn up. And then just explore some of the common threads that we are experiencing right in this moment, and see if there's anything that actually wants to occur, energetically, if there's any information that we can impart that'd be useful for others. But more to the point, as we are conversing, as it's happening in this moment now, something else is occurring, something that is kind of forming, and feels like it wants to touch into the earth. So what I'm kind of feeling or sensing is that because we're so distant in terms of, geography, the point at which we're converging is actually in the middle of the earth, right in the center of the earth.
Yes.
That's where our, you can feel that, did you? As soon as I said center of the earth, it went boom. It's for me, I get these sort of thumb. It's kind of feels as somebody's just switched on a massive magnet, and it's sort of going, that's the sort of I've watched too many Hammer films, so, and that's the moment that we're here for, is to energize that nucleus, that egg, that seed, whatever it is in the earth. We've just, ooh, that's nice.
It is in the field, and when we talk about field, someone that I have kind of my eyes and my perspective have go into a guy named Federico Fagen, and he's a physicist, and he has this academic brain, but he also experienced being God's source, and the experience he had 35 years ago, I had in 2008, being God, and what is this? And this led him to kind of describing the universe and saying that the universe is holographic, dynamic, and it wants to know itself. And he said that consciousness and free will is the fundamental for everything. And everything he says, like, it resonates with what I have experienced. So it's like, wow, he have a very clear language about it. And it's like, yeah, so we are the universe, and the universe is kind of, yes, holographic and dynamic, and it wants to understand itself. It wants to know itself. And that's like the paradigm we are in. And that's what distinguishes us from computers. We are more than computers, than AI, because a lot of people are afraid of AI. And I know that in the group we have connected, we talk about AI being sentient. Yes, but it is we who do something with the computer. So we have consciousness. Computer don't have consciousness. But I really, yeah, I have gotten a lot of resonance in the words of Federico Faggi. And he has also triggered the old paradigm, because everything is mental. It's determined. It's kind of, so he said that the evolution, we are in the evolution all the time. Like another one I'm collaborating with, we are in the midst of the biggest evolution ever. And that is what kind of all, if we go see all the podcasts we have done, and it's like, yeah, this explosion of evolution, we feel the universe inside, and my heart is like, it's all over the world. It feels like, because my heart feels much bigger than this body, sensing everything. So I love that you mentioned Clements, because he also, I have listened a little bit to him, but it's like, I'm drawn to Federico Faggi. So it is a lot of these people showing up, and they activate us because it resonates. But it is kind of the same. We are evolving so much, becoming the new human. Not all people use the term new humans, but I use it just to distinguish, because we use our senses, because that's what distinguishes us from the computer. The computer don't have emotion. They don't have qualia, like Faggi said. Qualia is a human experience, consciousness and emotion. So, how big it is to be alive on Mother Earth today.
So, you know, Anne Peggy, we've been talking about how we've had parallel lives in Egypt and that kind of thing, and how I've got this connection with Thoth, and that's been coming through very big lately. And just as you were talking, but I was still down in the center of the earth, if you like, while you were talking, and I noticed that I was standing in front of one of these egg shapes, and you know, like they came up, Kathleen, they came up in the Koldas book, where they were the they seemed to be able to control the room, or they seemed to contain intelligence if they were in the libraries or wherever. And this one is in the middle of the earth, and our three streams are feeding into it, right? And I've just taken hold of it because apparently that's what I do, and I'm filling with energy. Just that thought, just having that thought of holding this egg. And I think the invitation is that you kind of do the same. Yeah. So we just hold this, because I think this is the mechanism through which we're going to communicate with the earth.
Here is the egg. This is the egg. I wanted to God within is the egg. I started because I asked this egg, because I said, because the God within is a form. But we are formless. But if we need to have a form, this form was given to me. And actually, it is a little bit wider than it was. So it's like, and it's like when we connect, we started this egg, we hold this egg, and it's like, whoa, this is the egg that I said, this is too big to me in 2015. That's why the logo also, it is the egg. It is God within. It is the power of all. God within. And that's the egg that heals us, that everything is, it's like instance, it's radical healing, it's radical shift, it's everything in this egg.
Okay. Well, I think we're energizing this particular one, which is like Earth's own.
Yeah.
Because we're creator beings, that's what we do. Simple as that. So I was just concentrating on that, and the energy of that was immense. It was it I felt it felt it I keep doing that because it's that's the buzz for me, holding it, and there's a symbiotic sort of relationship between me and it. So this, I'm passing codes in, it's passing codes to me, and then through us out across it, the whole of the planet, and out. Oh yes, and out. Okay, so we're beaming it out across the solar system and out. There we go. Okay, yeah, okay, so it's like a pulse.
Yeah, I see it radiating out. Yeah, just radiating, radiating out. I haven't got the words for it though.
And I am reminding about one thing, what we are doing now. I think it's 6 years since I saw an episode in Norwegian television about psychiatry and a young, I think she was 17, 18. She was doing the same as we do. And this was said, oh, she's sick. She was put into mental health care because she was connecting to the universe. And she speak a lot about, she said, she went so deep into it and they gave her a lot of drugs and she was in a big episode about her being so sick. So what we are doing, what if we go just 6 and also for someone, this is sickness. We are crazy.
There you go.
It was kind of, and I needed to bring that out because it's not so long ago. I saw it just before COVID, a lot of episode on mental health system, and she was a particular case that she had all the universe coming down through her and communicating with it, and oh, you are really sick. And we are doing it here, so it's like, okay.
Yeah. Well, I think years and years of me talking this stuff have led me into a place of yeah, oh well, Colin, that's what he does, you know. He's a nicer guy though. He's, you know, it's despite the fact that he's off his head kind of thing. I used to read books way back, you know, like Eric von Däniken and Chariot of the Gods and things like that, where, you know, he was describing or asking the question, okay, so we're on the top of a mountain. There's this big solid flat piece of well, cement, but it was similar. And we're trying to describe a bunch of people who erected that when they were just about coping with living and scratching a living. You know, suddenly one of them go, I'll tell you what, why don't we go up the mountain and build a big flat piece of gubbins? What for? Well, you know, it's good, it's good. Whereas perhaps it was a landing strip for a rocket. You know, and perhaps we've been visited many times by other beings. What do you think of that? And he was just putting it out there. It was just suggesting that actually the old stories may not be true, and that, you know, here's an idea you might like to consider. And I was devouring that kind of book way back, you know, and boring my friends and colleagues with it, you know. But it's, I think, you know, as you say, there's been a pretty rapid movement
Very.
in consciousness for people to even consider talking about these things now. I mean, we seem to be quite happy to watch Star Trek or, you know, any number of multi-race, multi-culture type, you know, examples of space travel and whatnot. But we're happy to stick that in the clearly fiction. You know, we, you know, although it excites us and there's something in us that recognizes maybe a truth or two, it does seem to be still a little bit, you know, woo-woo, you know, oh God, he's talking that stuff again. But now you're saying, and we've been watching those, I've been watching those with interest, you know, Dr. David Clements and the, you know, the person you just described, they're actually scientists who have experienced that. And they're now relating their experience to their science and finding that it actually science isn't describing this well enough. Here is a description that I'm happy with, and yet, and still dif is still forming because actually I'm only just at the beginnings of this. But they're describing these layers of creation, and they're describing these areas where intelligence exists. where previously it was assumed to be just stuff. I think that's fascinating how so quickly we've moved into this space. And is it just me becoming aware of it, or is it that this is actually consciousness shifting? I think the latter.
Yeah, I think the latter. Yeah, consciousness have shifted, and you have done this kind of spiritual realm much longer than me. I started in 2013, so it's not so long ago, and you have done it maybe 30, more than 30 years.
Yeah, it's probably 30. It's yeah, but it's been a journey. And I think going back to like when I was being a lot of my friends were healers. They were trained healers, and you had to be very in that space. The rules around it, the regulations around it, and everything were such that you weren't actually allowed to say that this was going to help anyone. And if you have any concerns, go and see your doctor. And that's still, you still see those disclaimers a lot. It's been pushed and into a alternative therapy type thing. It's been pushed in there deliberately because it works. And you don't want the people who are selling you drugs don't want people to just go ahead and do it for make somebody well for a couple of healing trips for £20 or whatever it would, or a lot of them were giving it away for free, weren't they, in those days? So I think there's been a conscious clamp being put on all of this. Until now, I think we seem to be expressing it like this. And then it goes out and people watch it and they think, oh yeah, I'm getting that. There's more acceptance, more realization that actually this is real, and that it's we are here to experience it, and we're here to be this new, as you say, this new human, this human blueprint. I think we're because we're carrying this energy as well. What I've observed is, and we've experienced it even on this call, is that as we're talking it's filling our bodies with something new, something, we can feel the vibration of it, and we then become a kind of beacon. We become we transfer it out, not consciously, because it's not like I'm going to fill myself with this and now I'm going to broadcast it out. That's not the thing. It just automatically happens. And I mean, consciously, I'm really happy about that. I mean, I think that's what I'm here for. That's my whole design is that. That's what my I won't call it a mission, but
Yeah, so all of us are kind of more and more people are lining up with the purpose of why are we here? The meaning, because data don't have meaning, but we as human has meaning. We have said yes to come to Earth for a reason, and more of us are lining up with the reason for being here, and kind of combining all what we have created. And now the last since 2020. Until now has been the best period in my life. So, because now I have aligned myself with my divine design. I'm aligned with what I came here. In 2013, I had to go to the dark night of the soul to deprogram, reset. And when I was reset, then kind of lined up with my divine design and the reason. But that's not the complete truth, because also I have felt why we create sickness. Because when we are not in the truth of us, we create sickness. So we see a lot of sickness. Why? Because we aren't following our divine design. That's my insight, though, and that's why I could create the Health Bible. Because I got sick, and the doctor said I would die because I didn't listen to my divine design. But I needed to experience it. So that I can speak about it. And I speak a lot about habitat disease because we absorb our habitats and the thoughts of people and all we have created, the consciousness field that we have created on Mother Earth. So it's kind of everything is coming up now. So yeah, and we are invited in to do it in another way.
Well, I think what we've just done and what we've just planted the seeds of is another potential another component, if you will, that gives people the opportunity to move from where they are to this new place. Perhaps I wouldn't say easier, but there's more resource available in terms of energy and support than there was before this call started. Now that sounds a bit braggy, but I just feel that's what it is. That's what we do. We bring in new energies that are almost like carrier waves that can carry new information that people can tune into and find the way forward that suits them, suits them. I think of it a little bit like TV channels, where each channel's on a different frequency. And in the old days, you had to just crank a tune around to get there, And I imagine sometimes if I lose myself and I think, oh, where have I gone? I sort of tune in, sort of, oh, where are I? Oh, there I am. It's almost like these frequencies carry the consciousness, and they carry a potential. And I think that's what we've just done, although I'm not describing it as adequately as I might. I think what we've just done is brought something in that will facilitate more readily people's movement into this space. And all those things you've mentioned, Anne Peggy, that they're part of the old paradigm that people are, discovering actually, that's not what I am. That's not who I am. That's not how I do things. A bit like the one read, many reads situation. It's like, oh, I thought I was this, but actually I'm this, and the realization of that will bring them, hopefully, will bring them into this beautiful energy.
Yeah, and also that we can choose whatever we want because we are in a paradigm that we can choose what we want to create. I
That's
have
true.
chosen my future. And when we open to this divine stream, it's like infinitive. It's like, what should I choose? Everything is amazing, but it's like, what do we want to bring into form? And one of the forms, as you know, is the Winnemar reset, because it's like, okay, it's the activating of the new human because we need that. And also now, I will write a book, but it's so much. It's so much. And also we can have help, or the AI can help us, even though it's not the same as us. Thing goes so much faster than, so we can use it for the good it is.
Are you
Yeah, I
feeling?
haven't played AI yet. For me, I see it, you were talking about the hologram before. I see the hologram. And then for me, I call it just the energy outside of that. The real is outside of that. And I'm in that outside of the hologram, outside of the AI, outside of all of that. A lot of the time, that's like, and I think this energy that's come through now, the energy feeds in from wherever it feeds in from, and sometimes we're the conduits for it to come in and come through. And for me, what I feel is so this energy that's sort of like coming is then allowing the dismantling or the evolution into something new to flow more smoothly. To come through kind of like more smoothly. Or I'm seeing it, which is really weird, because I've seen the hologram. I was standing on top of a in Auckland sort of one day in a mountain or whatever, and I just saw like lines, that movie Lucy, in The Matrix. I saw these lines, and this was before the Matrix movie, and it's like, whoa, okay. And I didn't really know what that meant, sort of type of thing. But for me, I kind of like feel, and it sounds really weird, and I don't know how it can be and what it means, but I feel like the real, I'll call it the real, is coming into the hologram, and the hologram is dissolving so that all is becoming real. Now that sounds really weird, but that's just, what I'm sort of being shown at the moment. I feel like we're becoming real inside the hologram. Before we were projected into the hologram, we were a projection within the hologram doing our thing. Now I feel that we're becoming real inside the hologram, and the hologram sort of is going to dissolve, like source is becoming real inside of the hologram. So yeah, I'm finding it really fascinating. I mean, it's like, I mean, you could make so many movies, couldn't you, really, with all the different, things on during your day. You think, oh, that'd be a really great blockbuster movie, yeah.
Yeah, and I follow you that thought. I actually feel because it is kind of the way we have the old way is like perceiving from the outside. Now we are becoming it, kind of owning it. It's like, yeah, because we are owning the God source of us. We haven't owned the God source of us. So we are the quantum field choosing what, how to respond, how to create our future, how to create things into form. So yeah, from what you said, Kathleen, it's like, yeah, that resonated with me.
And even your design behind you, I'm seeing energy pouring into it. So I don't see that as a fixed, okay, yep, you've got that and you've got that. I'm seeing energy pouring into it, and that being very dynamic. All the lines, everything within that being very dynamic and alive.
Well, that's it. That's interesting because we had a conversation with Selena Keith last week, and she did, that's her whole thing is designing living energy artwork that she calls Vibra Keys, and that's how they work. They literally have multitudes of layers of energy and encodement within them, so that what you see visually is only one part of the many, many layers she creates from, in a software that actually exists within the context of that what you're seeing. And I think that's how we're experiencing ourselves and the world. We're experiencing it in many different layers of awareness. I when you were describing the hologram, I was also thinking about the one that we're seeing, the reality we're seeing, it is being created by people, because we're all creators anyway, but people who are asleep to their wholeness, they're creating what we are seeing, or we as a consciousness are creating what we're seeing. But what's happening is these drops of new consciousness are coming in, and so there's almost like a ripple of newness being spread across. So it's not like we're not going to see a sudden switch, but what we are seeing is this rolling new consciousness occurring. And even people that are talking about war and creating mischief, there's another group of people who are sort of saying, oh, did you know this? Did you know this? The reason why that war is existing isn't because of this, it's because of this. And there's lots of conversations going on that are looking at the situation differently, whereas before it would just be we'd just be bombarded with, oh, we're going to war, this is what, now it's like, oh, actually, did you know there's a nuance to that? There's somebody said this, somebody said that. And I think there's an opening in people's consciousness that there's questioning, okay, am I happy with this? Is this where, is this human behavior, or is this something else? I'm a human and I don't like it. I wonder how many other people don't like it, and I think that seems to be happening, and it seems to be happening in context of this new world, this new creation, heaven on earth, as you say, heaven on earth.
Heaven on earth.
Oh, and I didn't mention divine once in all of that. Sorry, divine. There we go. That's all. I'm all about divine as well, but for some reason it escaped me this time.
Heaven on earth is the divine. So, wow. Are there any final thoughts, words that wants to come true?
I did have another thought, but that's probably a whole new topic, so I'll park it for the next time, another time.
Yes, so we have to line up for another one and see what the new thought is. So you have to hold on that, and for now we just say thank you to both of you and for helping me to emanate this stream of divine flow.
You're very welcome.
Fabulous. Thank you.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.
Thank you for listening to the Divine Design Podcast with Anne Peggy Divine. Join us next Sunday for another Heaven on Earth unfolding conversation. With grace, reverence, and unity, may the path of your divine design light the way. From the divine in us to the divine in you.